For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for March 12, 2008. This edition, Jonathan Penn of Forrester Research talks about his firm's latest security survey. He explains why network access control and disk encryption are gaining attention of IT admins. Also, a review of the news, Microsoft issues critical security updates, and a security breach at MTV Networks has put employees there on alert. First, the news. Microsoft released four critical security updates. The software maker plugged holes in its Office products, including Excel and Outlook. Security vendor Symantec raised its threat con from level 1 to 2. Symantec urged customers to apply the patches immediately. Security experts said several Microsoft Office Excel flaws should be immediately addressed. The flaws open Excel users to phishing attacks. An Outlook flaw that was fixed could be exploited by attackers to launch malicious code on targeted machines. All attackers have to do is pass specifically crafted mail-to URL. Next, Forrester's Jonathan Penn, but first, this message.
Communications convergence is here. Your company, like many others, is no doubt working to improve communications by integrating email, voicemail, instant messaging, video conferencing, and VoIP. But how do you keep all those elements secure? Don't let security be an afterthought. Visit CertSecurity.com's Integration of Networking and Security School lesson, Securing the Converged Infrastructure. Instructor John Burke, Principal Analyst with NEMRT's research, will guide you through the steps necessary to properly secure the new and evolving unified communications paradigm. Learn more today. Visit CertSecurity.com's Integration of Networking and Security School at CertSecurity.com/NetSec. That's CertSecurity.com/NetSec.
And we're back. Jonathan Penn is Vice President and Research Director at Forrester Research. He focuses on identity management, information protection, and strategies to combat online fraud and identity theft. In this conversation, Penn discusses Forrester's State of IT Security Survey. He explains why network access control, disk encryption, and application security technologies are gaining the most interest from IT professionals.
I wanted to talk just a little bit about technology adoption plans that stood out to me. It seemed like disk encryption and NAC were either going to be piloted or adopted in the next 12 months, followed by application security technologies.
Yeah, so there are a couple ways that I like to look at first, okay, where are we in terms of who's already adopted, but especially look at that in comparison to those who have plans or are interested. You know, that's really kind of the growth opportunity. We're seeing more and more kind of fold in into this realm of client security, and we see some vendors are maybe more ahead of that than others, you know, like McAfee with SafeBoot, and, you know, somebody like Trend isn't quite there yet. Has a partnership, and Symantec, who hasn't really done anything yet but talks about needing to do things there. But, client security has been one of these ever-expanding areas from a functionality standpoint and ever-reducing from a management standpoint, which is great. You know, that's exactly what people want. And I think that's really been the gating item, is how can I do this without increasing the management effort?
These two themes are mirrored in both the SMB segment and in the enterprise segment, correct?
Yeah. What's happening is that I think, you know, across both segments is that there are a few trends. There is the mobility of users and the mobility of data, and that people have, you know, laptops and they're coming in remotely, as well as also how businesses are extending their applications and all to others. So they may have, extending their processes to others through outsourcing and offshoring. So they need to have even more controls in those kinds of environments. But they are, you know, they do bring up all these management challenges, and that's so that's what we see, is that you know, both of those are putting pressure or adding fuel to the need behind more and more client security, you know, greater tension. I think we're also going to see as well, you know, some of the other related areas of interest is in this as a client security and client management as a managed service, because, you know, people aren't in the confines of your four walls and corporate perimeter. Because of that, they're just they know that even though the user population gets more diffuse, that the need for these kinds of controls and monitoring tools and things like that are going to be more required, especially since, I mean, these are where the attacks are being targeted very much at the end user PCs, or, you know, we see that a lot with, you know, banks and its customers, for example, or at the application level.
Do you think Microsoft is really going to have a major effect here in turning those interested but have no plans to adopt to actually maybe piloting some projects? How much do you think Microsoft's NAP plans will play into that, this furthering adoption, so to speak?
Well, Microsoft is in a great position. You know, it's been building out. It's you know, that's one of its core areas of security. It's been in on the client side. It's not, and it's also an area that's not dependent on the version of the OS. This, you know, I mean, certain things are like BitLocker, but a lot of other, you know, a lot of kind of the core client security stuff, and NAP is one of them, and AV and anti-spam, those are pretty independent. So they're in a good position because, you know, they're just a great provider from a client perspective. You know, they're low cost, they're decent functionality. They're usually neither the functionality nor, you know, price leader. You know, price being too high. You know,
sure.
Leader being bad there. But so you know, they usually are in that sweet spot, which is not just something that is of interest to smaller businesses, but you know, it goes back to this issue of manageability that, you know, big enterprises are struggling with this as well. I mean, every organization has to scale up and down.
I wanted to jump to compliance for a moment and ask you about PCI. The vendors have been driving PCI into the ground towards the end of 2007, obviously with the deadline enforcement, and whether there was or wasn't enforcement, but there were some deadlines. And the survey seemed to not indicate that PCI was really high up in terms of what was important to folks.
So this is something that, you know, we see that maybe, you know, compliance might be driving some budgets, but it's not the highest priority because, you know, there's a greater, there are some greater business priorities here, you know, which are starting to gain more and more of the attention, and that's kind of the approach that security people are taking. At least at the priority level, that they recognize, you know, protecting the organization's information assets is really their number one job. And sometimes that protection comes in the form of, you know, ensuring kind of the privacy and integrity. Sometimes it's also the availability, right, the business continuity and all that kind of stuff. Compliance is, you know, should be an outgrowth of, you know, good compliance or effective compliance should be an outgrowth of having effective controls in place to serve both security and compliance. So I think a lot of people have kind of gotten a bit of overload of compliance. You know, what I find a lot of analogies between that and the way security used to work, you know, where somebody down in the basement would make pronouncements like, you know, we must worry about polymorphic viruses or buffer overflows, and then they go out and, you know, and that would just be taken for granted, and they go out and buy point products. Well, compliance is a lot like that kind of FUD. It's just in a business suit, right? It's to it's dressed up, but it's really, you know, the same kind of thing. It's fear-based. It's fear-based initiatives. There are teeth behind this that have to be evaluated from a risk management standpoint of non-compliance. But again, that means that compliance gets incorporated. So compliance in and of itself is not an end, certainly, because you can have good compliance and you can have, but with it, you can also still have good compliance and bad security. So you need to really kind of develop both in combination. And this is, I think, why we're seeing some of that de-emphasis on compliance per se, not as much of a rush to attain compliance to the regulations that affect them. I mean, right now we've got, you know, from what we see from SOX and PCI, just looking at those, we've got a third of organizations in each of those who don't see an end in sight to their state of non-compliance. Right? They're partially compliant, they're considering what to do, or they're considering what to do, but they can't say that they'll be compliant within 12 months. So they're just kind of, yeah, they're basically, you know, saying, you know what, that's a secondary priority. And some of it has to do with teeth, too. PCI doesn't have a lot of teeth behind it for the most part.
And finally this week, a data security breach at MTV Networks has put the personal information of 5,000 of its employees at risk. The attack took place via a laptop internet connection, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. MTV's parent owner Viacom acknowledged the breach. Viacom said employee names, social security numbers, and dates of birth had been stolen. Well, that does it for this edition. You can check out our previous podcast by going to our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest news and information at our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.